And I think Dr. Zakim went too far as to say there's a dissatisfaction. And what I would like to ask perhaps the panel, first of all, I'd like to preface it with this, is that if you've been around as long as I have, and that's since 74, and I think you have been, the excitement and the of the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad, to me, was that he brought, like we all say, a whole new consciousness, and that was through the language, right? And what I see is maybe the problem is that we haven't been able to translate that language, or maybe even just to, even to the point of the consciousness that he has had, that to the majority of the community. The apathy, I think, has come. Or let me go back. There was a meeting, a shura, if Brother Thomas remember, June 11th, when we had all female sisters talking about education. You know, and Sister Mahasin Shamsuddin brought up a good point similar to what Sister Donna is saying, in the fact that she said that there has to be, she felt, in her opinion, that there has to be a collective will. We kind of touched on that tonight, that is missing and probably resulting in this apathy. And she pointed out, you know, that ayat, you know, 53 on the star, where it says that man can have nothing but what he strives for, and that the fruit of his striving will soon come into sight. Well, I think that's exactly what the problem is that we basically haven't collectively, and when I say collectively, I'm saying that 51 or more percent, and everybody has admitted that there hasn't been no scientific and real documented, you know, research done to verify it. But the fact of the matter is, I think we can all agree that it's less than 50% that has that sort of commitment and conviction to, you know, have education as the number one priority. And so if there's not that collective commitment, and then there's not going to be, to me, that collective willpower, and therefore they won't value education. That was what they were saying about, well, there's just pockets of success like Atlanta and New Medina, alhamdulillah. But the fact of the matter is, overall, generally speaking, with the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, we don't have that collective will. And I think that's what's lacking. And so the question then becomes, how can we establish that willpower, or transfer that sort of consciousness that the imam had to the overall community? And then I leave it there.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Anyone in particular want to chime in on that?
Well, I'd like to offer the suggestion I made earlier. I really think that we need some sort of a program to educate our community, and so they really understand the importance of education. I think that we really don't. I think that we really don't. We don't see the importance of it, so we just put it, you know, it comes second or third in front of something else because we don't understand the importance of it. So I think we really need to be a concerted effort to try to educate our people, our masses of our people on the whole, the importance of education, how education is used to manipulate people.
Sister Zakia?
I agree. I think we need a strategy. I think those that are in leadership positions, such as Dr. Kadir and Sister Donna and the people in Atlanta and others, we need to really develop a strategy as to how to motivate the community to make education the number one priority again. Mm-hmm. And I believe when we do, we're going to see success.
Okay, I'm doing. And I want to maybe also say that, you know, one of the things, and I think Donna or someone all in here said, you know, a lot of people have, I'm using the term, kind of been burnt by the efforts in the past. So some of the wind have been kicked out of the community. Children haven't been properly educated. You have not qualified teachers in place. You don't have qualified administrators. A lot of people have been burnt, and I think we have to give people that credit at least, so that they're not sitting there saying, well, hey, wait a minute, you forget that, you know, I can't read because I tried to stick with the system. You know what I'm saying? So let's also, you know, get kind of real around that issue. But the other one is, it goes back to, I think, too, I think it's still sort of a will thing, too, but that is, are we really willing to pay what it costs to give people an education? We have to give teachers money. We have to be able to pay for the building or the books, the proper things that we need. And this is also part of, becomes part of the will, is that we're not going to just wing it just to say we have a school or something of this nature, but you have to bring to bear the proper resources and maybe getting back to the accreditation so that anybody can't just go out and start a school. They have to do these particular things or meet certain standards before we say this is a Sister Claire Muhammad school or it's included into the system, so that you don't put your child in a school that is not properly administrated or got the right teachers and things like that. So I think that's part of it. I just want to give people credit for trying our schools. You know, I don't want to disrespect that. I know people have been burnt, and apology for it, but we still need an educational, an Islamic education system in America, i.e. if nothing else, in this community, so we can continue to grow and develop the right minds, the right people, and what have you. And I know we're down to about the last 15 so minutes of the show and what have you, and I've asked for an extensive commitment from these individuals, and I want to, again, thank them, you know, for coming and offering their expertise, their time, and their energy behind an issue that I'm assuming that they are very motivated behind. Whatever America Muslim 360 can do, it will do, be part of the sponsoring of a conference and what have you, trying to participate in an assessment. However we can do, again, my wife is an educator. She's a PhD. She, you know, we're not, we owned our own school before. We're not outside of the realm of this particular issue here. So however we can participate, we'd be more than happy to do so. But what I want to start doing is maybe kind of summing up, giving some assessments about what has taken place here. What can we, maybe the audience, leave here with? Have you guys gotten much out of this conversation? Let's start with Dr. Zakia, I guess. How would you want to?
Well, I just want us to keep in mind that we are a community, and the issue of education has to be a community collective effort. What we don't want is to have tension between the professional educators and the imams of various masajids. We have to work together. And even if educators, and again, I use the term sensitively, I really mean the professionals, professional in the sense that those have gone to school and gotten degrees in education. But I believe mothers, fathers, we're all educators. But what I'm suggesting is that it has to be a collective effort to forge the agenda for education as the number one priority. The people who have degrees and are teachers and principals cannot just meet and then go back to their local areas and have conflict with their local imams. We all have to meet together to establish and continue on the agenda that education is the number one priority. If we do that, then I believe we're going to have a very reasonable forward movement, inshallah.
Brother Kadir, Dr. Kadir?
Well, I think Dr. Zakia sums it up quite adequately. It's a good assessment. I don't know if I can add anything to that. I think she She's done an excellent job. She's summed it up real nicely.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And again, you know, I want to appreciate each and every one of you for coming and offering your time and your energy. I mean, we have about 15 minutes left, but I also want to, I know it's late on the East Coast. Zaki, I believe you're on the West Coast here with me, but I want to respect everybody's time and energy that it takes to do this. May or may not have to work all day or something of this nature. So I want to say to the audience, if you have any last questions, this is the time to ask them. I'm going to start. There one, I think this is a sister out of D.C. Sister?
Sister Beverly.
Beverly.
I just wanted to mention that there was a conference in New Jersey with Dr. Hamid El-Neem and Dr. John Yassin to establish policy and policies for Sister Clara Muhammad Schools Consortium. I don't know if any of Dr. Kudus was there, Dr. Kadir was there, or Dr. Zakia. Also, there is a meeting coming up on November 22nd online and on the telephone of the Muslim Education Professionals, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. on November 22nd. If you are a member of the online Muslim Educational Professionals, there will be an email giving the phone number for that, and because they are working in that group to develop curriculum, and I don't know if that's the same group that you were mentioning. I heard something about a curriculum writing conference. I don't know if it's the same group you're talking about, but
well,
I thought I'd mention those two.
Okay, and I appreciate that. And I don't know if it is either. I don't remember whether it was a name or not. What I can say, I think safely, is that I think that Layla Muhammad is one of the chairs or some portion of this group. And I don't remember the other names associated with the group that I tried to get in contact with, but that's the group. But they are something connected with, and let's say, formed by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. That's the best I can say about the group. I don't know anything else really about them. And I think they did just have a meeting. It was in New Jersey, Virginia, or somewhere thereabouts. But it was in August, I think, they had the meeting. Recently, it was in the Muslim Journal and what have you. Again, if I may kind of start wrapping it up here and everything else and say this, that we're going to have, hopefully over time, other shores on education, because I do see this as the number one. I mean, I never remember the imam ever changing it. I think he stated it in 1978, and I never, ever remember him saying, this is not number one. I did not know that Dr. Kadir was part of that teacher's college event till I read his bio and what have you. But this is the seriousness of Imam W. Dean Muhammad behind education, that he was also trying to groom teachers. He was trying to groom the teacher, the students, the imams, everybody in and around education, and clearly Quranic education. I will also agree and say that the Quran must be the center. It is the source of science, philosophy, biology, botany, all of these various different subjects that we have out here. We must take more from the Quran other than how good we are. And I thought that was an excellent statement, Dr. Zakir. God is good, but he's not that smart. I mean, and I thought, whoa, that almost knocked me out of my chair. Because I think that, I hadn't seen that. But my point is I think that's exactly what people are saying a lot of times. I wouldn't have, wisdom come in small packages, and believe me, that was serious wisdom right there. I never picked that up, but that was what people were saying. God is good, but he's not smart enough to run my life. He's not smart enough to do this or that. He comes with a miracle every now and then, but that, well, we cool with that. But Wow, that was heavy. That was heavy. I have to say that. But my point is that God is smart, and that this becomes the center of our education, is that God is smart. God is wise, as he said. God is El Haq, you know. And if we can't draw the wisdom from Allah better than or more than that God is just good, then we truly are going to fail in our human development. This community of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, in particularly, but people everywhere. When we talk about education, we're not talking about reading, writing, and arithmetic. We're talking about creating a mindset, a set of, let's say, emotions in place in an individual that we may call it biologically based. That's what we mean by education. We want your child to read. We want them to think. And maybe that's part of maybe I'm trying to say. Quran teaches you how to think. And I'm learning that more every day. That if we can tap into, and maybe as Imam Saleem was saying, and I know he very diligently teaches Quran and he teaches it for free, Arabic, that the more we can learn to read the Arabic, grasp this concept, it is going to change you internally. And then maybe you can understand the grasp of education and why the Imam said education is number one. He was not talking about reading, writing, and arithmetic as we know the three R's. And that's why people have a poor under appreciation for education. You know, my father used to say, I don't care what you learn in school. If it doesn't teach you how to think, it's of no importance to me. And I used to say, okay, well, you know. But, I mean, the more I got older, the more I understood that. You know, he only had a third grade education, but he was more concerned with, does this thing help you to think? Can you process it all? And I think that's what we're talking about. How do you process this world? How do you process Allah? How do you process your position in the world in relationship to Allah, therefore in relationship to Earth, to the universe, and everything else? Without this education, it's just not going to. You'll be educated, but you don't have, I think, what Imam W.D. Muhammad was trying to give us. And so that's the concept. That's the purpose for having this concern and this meeting is that we have to move this back to number one. Even if you have to quote, as Imam said, the whole masjid becomes a school. On Friday, you clear the desks and you have Jummah. You bring the desks back out. We're not here supporting masjids. We shouldn't be, which is empty 50 to 75% of the time. We're here should be supporting schools. Secondary, we should be supporting masjids. But first, we must support schools. And so this is the institution that Imam W.D. Muhammad has asked us to build. So if you want to do anything about the legacy of Imam W.D. Muhammad, then I'm encouraging every masjid, big or small, you need to have a school. You must have some educational process going on other than Jummah prayer. That's not the educational process. Dr. Khadir, you might want to say something. I'm not.
I would agree with you. That's the example that we get from Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And nobody can articulate that better than the man's brother. We were in New York City one time, and Akbar Muhammad was the guest speaker there. And he was saying that the first Muslim Teachers College was the one that Abdullah Prophet established in Medina. So, and every masjid was a center of learning. People came to learn. They came to learn and study. And the history of Islam is just laced with examples of learning and how knowledge has advanced humanity. And when we try to establish a masjid or a center and we don't make education a priority, we missed the boat. And I think, I think Imam Muhammad was telling us, it wasn't so much, it's true Imam Muhammad said that, but I think what he was doing is he was telling us to look at the source. I remember him pointing that out to us. Look at the source. The source is the Quran, an example of the Prophet. If you look there, you're going to see exactly what he's saying. Mm-hmm. And when you look at this example of the Prophet, you see that the schools were important. They weren't superficial. They were important. This is a hot button issue for me. It's kind of touchy, so I better stop right there. I don't want to get him on you.
well, Dr. Zakia, you have anything?
No, I just want to thank you for you and Dr. Aisha's efforts, and to all the brothers and sisters that are supporting and listening to AM 360. May Allah continue to guide us all and bless us to really do something productive, inshallah.
Inshallah. And thank everybody. Go ahead. Did you have something?
I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay. Thought someone else had some in the background. All right, everybody, we're going to let our panel go, retire for the evening. Again, AmericanMuslim360.com. You can listen live there. You can call in 646-716-4478 in order to participate and or listen. We are here 6 hours a day. You can find our schedule at our website. You can also contact us from our website. We are looking for new hosts. We are trying to expand. We're hoping to get new hours eventually, where we can bring on new people. Again, Yahya Abdullah will be joining us the first of the month. And also the Muslim American Veterans Association will also be joining us at the first of the month, bringing us some new information, new era. So with all those things said and done, I'm going to let us go out with a song. I always like Wali Ali, and I love this song, Allah is Mighty. So I'm going to play this song, and inshallah, bid everybody a good evening.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Bright in the sky, who made the moon appear in the night? Who made the stars like a twinkling of an eye? Who made these things for us to rotate to the right? Allah, oh Allah, oh my.
Forgot to mention that on another station is a conversation with the president also comes on here on Blog Talk Radio. They do have, they have assembled the entire team of Atlanta School System every Wednesday, and the time I believe is at 7 p.m. I believe that they come on. I kind of forget the time. I apologize for that. But search them out. They do have a conversation going on about education this month, and that you can also participate in a conversation with a purpose here on Blog Talk Radio. Another one of my favorite songs just to go out with.
And I pray every day for salvation. Pray for peace, no beef between nations. Pray for sanity, for the good of humanity. Pray the world can one day recognize with family. But are my prayers unanswered? Cause I'm not a sheikh, rebbe, rabbi, deacon, a priest or pastor. The one hears all, that's why he's the master. Satan trying to trick you, gotta fight the bastard. Blind faith, no basis, like a race to disaster. Every year your holy book gets a new chapter. Mother Earth been raped and draped and deception, and your faith been changed, so it's no more blessing, it's a business. I spit it with the most aggression. If you any God-fearing man, it's a depression. I pray for clarity. Pray the world sees the need for monetary and emotional charity.
Dear Lord, we need your assistance. Give it from the people who acknowledge your existence. With purified intentions, cure us of the sickness. Amen if you're witness, I mean if you're witness. Dear Lord, we need your assistance. This is from the people who acknowledge your existence. With purified intentions, cure us of the sickness. Amen if you're witness, I mean if you're witness.
Send prayers to the weak and impoverished. Pray the health and wealth on a part of politics. Pray that police and parents both embrace competence. All my prayers are made with confidence. This is common sense that we live in at a low zone. People going crazy plus a hole in the ozone. Everybody's fake like the earth is made of silicone. Anything intelligent, you play it at a low tone. Misuse and abuse of the truth. Exploitation and pimping of the youth. CNN, Fox News, and Satan I rebuke. As hard as you try, I will never go mute. I pray that the faith stays. Pray that the signs of the time shine on the last days. I pray for success. Pray that my people get the best, no less.
Dear Lord, we need your assistance. This is from the people who acknowledge your existence. With purified intentions, cure us of the sickness. Amen if you're witness, I mean if you're with this. Dear Lord, we need your assistance. This is from the people who acknowledge your existence. With purified intentions, cure us of the sickness. Amen if you're witness, I mean if you're with this. Dear Lord, we need your assistance. This is from the people who acknowledge your existence. With purified intentions, cure us of the sickness. Amen if you're witness, I mean if you're with this. Dear Lord, we need your assistance. This is from the people who acknowledge your existence. With purified intentions, cure us of the sickness. Amen if you're witness.